Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, ignite your purpose and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit.
Well, good morning, and this is Cindy Sharp, and it is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. And I know that you've tuned in before for this special time that we have once a week called The Messengers. So let's just chat a little bit about who we have on today. And then I'm going to do a little bit of sharing some quick information with you. And then we're going to invite him onto the show. We are completely ecstatic about the gentleman that we have on today because he comes from a heartfelt, loving theology background, and he also comes from the background of being a superior court judge. And let me just share this with you. This totally makes my heart sizzle, and I'm sure it does you too, because how many of us get the opportunity to hear a beautiful healing message from a superior court judge? Now, that doesn't happen every day, so we feel very blessed that he has come on the show and agreed to share his gift. He is the author of Spiritual Healing, Making Peace of Our Past, and again, we are extremely excited about having him on the show, and again, let me just mention, how amazing is it to have somebody with his immensely beautiful background come on and share his gift. Before we invite Michael Heider onto the show today, I want to just talk a little bit about a couple of things that go on here at Sharpening Your Spirit. So as you know, I'm your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, and we do a couple of different things here at Sharpening Your Spirit. So one of the things that we do is that we set aside time for what is so important, and that is to support people that have a healing message, like Michael will today, about changing your thoughts and about becoming more positive in your nature so we can create a more loving world through our open-hearted, loving thoughts, as well as we all have our own path to God. And Michael's going to bring his path, which is a immensely beautiful path that I know that a lot of us will completely connect to. So one other thing that I want you to know is that we, other than our messenger show every week, we have our show, which is 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business Alive. And in this show, I myself give quick, fast, loving advice to help you grow and build whatever your spiritual message is that you are trying to get out to the world. So what I'd like you to do is to tune into that. It's Friday mornings at 9 or 10 o'clock, depending on the Friday, and it has some wonderful messages for you. So with no more further ado, let's invite Michael onto the show and welcome him to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. I mean, it's so very special to have this judge, Michael Sage Heider, recently retired from California Superior Court. Boy, how excited are we to welcome you on, Judge Heider.
Thank you so much, Cindy. It's a great pleasure being on your show.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so happy to have you and feel very elated, and my heart is just so open to share this beautiful message because I have read about your book and read about you and the gift that you have to share here, and we're thrilled to hear about that. So, okay, Mike, tell us a little bit more about yourself because you have a beautiful background.
It's an interesting background. I graduated from the University of Cincinnati in Ohio with a BS degree in engineering. I was in the Air Force ROTC program, so after graduation, I was commissioned into the Air Force as a second lieutenant. And while on active duty, I was assigned to the Nevada test site where I worked on underground nuclear testing. So we're out there in the desert.
Underground nuclear testing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Is that like, are we talking like blowing up atomic bombs?
Yeah, as strange as it seems, we're talking about blowing up atomic bombs. Following my discharge from the Air Force.
Tell me more.
Okay. Following discharge from the Air Force, I entered the seminary for a period of time. I studied philosophy, psychology, theology, Latin, and Greek. And then when I left the seminary, I attended the University of Toledo, where I graduated at the top of my class with a Master of Arts degree in philosophy with a strong minor in philosophy and psychology. Finally, I went to Santa Clara Law School, where I obtained a Juris Doctor degree in law. So I was a trial attorney for 11 years and then a California Superior Court judge for 30 years.
Wow. Boy, now that's quite a background. Do I have permission to call you Mike?
Absolutely. Please do.
What? Absolutely. So you know what we would call you here with an education and experience like that? Just a little bit of an overachiever. My goodness gracious, you had a drive to do something immensely wonderful, and I'd love to hear more about it.
Well, I'm not certain that I'm an overachiever. I just didn't want to go to work, so I just stayed in school for all those years. So I have enjoyed the various background studies that I did, engineering, philosophy, psychology. And it sent me off on an interesting journey. And that journey was, what's the most important thing in life? And it became obvious.
Tell me a little bit more about that, what that big, you know, most important thing is, that because that was a pretty interesting journey that you were on. So tell me about a little bit about that, what the most important thing in life was or is.
Yes. Well, it should be obvious to all of us, Cindy, that it's not fame or fortune, although many people strive for that. Who had more fame and fortune than Marilyn Monroe, Kurt Cobain, Robin Williams, dozens of other superstars, who despite all that fame and fortune found life so unbearable that they had to kill themselves? Clearly, fame or fortune is not the most valuable thing. What I've concluded, and I've tested this many times, is that the greatest treasure in the world is enduring peace of mind, pure peace and contentment at the center of your being. It's the peace that Confucius, the Buddha, and Jesus all possessed and talked about. And it's what Marilyn Monroe, Kurt Cobain, Robin Williams fiercely hungered for, but they never knew how to possess it. It's the only true thing that every human being has longed for. It's that state of mind where every day is joyful and peaceful, no matter what has happened to you in your past or your present situation. Enduring peace of mind is the greatest treasure in the world. I firmly believe that.
Oh, well, I'm going to second that. It absolutely is one of the greatest treasures, and I so want to hear more about this. So, you know, one thing that you did is you authored a book entitled Spiritual Healing, Making Peace of Your Past. So I'm certain that you're going to tell us how to get and maintain that enduring peace of mind and total peace within ourselves. Can you share a little bit more about that?
I'd be happy to. I've discovered that there are only three things in the entire world that can destroy a person's enduring peace of mind. The first category is thinking about what that horrible person did to you in your past. Every time you think about what he or she did to you, it makes your blood boil. The second category that destroys enduring peace of mind is thinking about the stupid things you've done for which you cannot forgive yourself. You constantly ask yourself, how could I have been so stupid? I can't believe how dumb I am. And the third category that can destroy your enduring peace of mind is thinking about what fate did to you. Were you born blind like a Helen Keller? Were you born deaf? do you have a speech impediment? Were you in an accident that's crippled you? Cindy, please notice that each of those things I pointed out, I said you're thinking about. You're thinking about what that horrible person did to you. You're thinking about the stupid things you did for which you cannot forgive yourself. And you're thinking about what fate did to you. What I'm going to prove to you and your audience is, and this is extremely important, that outside circumstances and conditions in your past, in the present, and even thoughts about the future do not determine what your life is like nearly as much as the thoughts upon which you choose to dwell. So let's talk about thoughts, Cindy. We have all had the experience of having wonderful, uplifting thoughts come into our minds. I call these positive thoughts God-I thoughts. That's G-O-D hyphen capital I. God-I thoughts, because they come from the part of God that lives within each of us. And all of us have also experienced negative, self-defeating thoughts come into our minds. And I call these negative thoughts Satan-I thoughts, because they come from the part of Satan that lives within each of us. Cindy, I'm going to ask you to allow me to conduct an experiment that I believe will ever change your life and the lives of your audience. And I call this the Heiter Thought Dwelling Experiment.
This sounds so extremely important. It's so extremely important for our listeners to learn. And I just want to share that, you know, as a loving person myself that's always trying to do the best in this world, that changing my thoughts has been a huge piece for me moving from being stuck to being revealed, you know, in God's loving energy. And one of the things that I was very stuck around that you spoke about was the fact that I was born with a birth defect, and I couldn't get over the fact that I had this. And it was all in my mind, because once I did do some changing, which we'll talk about a little bit later, I certainly moved myself to the I, God thoughts. So go ahead and share us a little bit more with us.
All right. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to perform this thought-dwelling experiment. I'm going to ask you, Cindy, and anyone who is listening in to us, to please close your eyes, lower your head, and don't raise your head or open your eyes until I ask you to do so. And I want you to dwell upon the following God-I positive thoughts. First, the day you got engaged. How beautiful or handsome you looked on your wedding day. The day your first child was born. Think about cuddling that child for the first time. Think about the happiest day of your life. All right, heads up, eyes open. Cindy, how did those thoughts make you feel?
Oh, my gosh. It warmed my heart and actually brought a few little tears to my eyes. What beautiful thoughts.
Yeah. All right. Now, unfortunately, I have to continue the experiment with a nasty exercise. I very much apologize for this part of the Heiter Thought Dwelling Experiment, but it's absolutely necessary if you and your audience are to understand the concept of what I call the art of thought dwelling to maintain enduring peace of mind. Once again, I'm going to ask you, Cindy, and anyone listening to us, please close your eyes, lower your head, don't raise your head and open your eyes until I ask you to. I want you to dwell upon the following Satan-I negative thoughts. When you were physically abused. When you were mentally abused. The most horrible thing you ever did. Day of your life. What a schmuck you are. Heads up, eyes open. Okay, Cindy, how do those thoughts make you feel?
Well, gosh, they made me feel horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, me too. Okay, Cindy, what important lesson did you learn from the Heiter Thought Dwelling Experiment?
Well, for me, I learned that if I'm in the I, God, positive thoughts, that I not only feel positive, that my heart, everything within me opens up and feels like there's possibility. And then if I dwell on the Satan I negative thoughts, that not only do I feel negative, but it seems to you know, lower my feeling. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, I felt heavier in my chair. So quite negative.
You're a very quick study, dear lady. And allow me to combine those two truths that you just mentioned into one general truth you must never forget if you want to live the good life and want to be at peace. And that general truth is, quote, "The type of thought I choose to dwell upon in the present moment determines how I feel in the present moment," end of quote. And that is so important, Cindy. I want to repeat it, and I hope that your audience takes it to heart. The type of thought I choose to dwell upon in the present moment determines how I feel in the present moment. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you want the feeling of peace, contentment, enduring peace of mind throughout your entire life, you should dwell only upon your God-eye positive thoughts and kill all of your Satan-eye negative thoughts. And that does work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to share this with the listeners, because I think this is such an important deep moment of this time together that we're having with Mike and his beautiful message. And that is, get out a pen and paper and write that down. The type of thought I choose to dwell upon in the present moment determines how I feel in the present moment. Ah, oh, that sounds beautiful. So that all makes such great sense to me, and obviously I'm sure the listeners feel the same way. Tell us exactly how we do that.
Cindy, I have developed a method that I think is an incredible method. It's come straight from God-eye thoughts. That it's what I call the methodology of SOAP, S-O-A-P. And
are you telling me I need to go get a bar of soap and, like, wash my mouth out or something?
Well, almost, but not exactly. SOAP, as I'm sure you realize, is an acronym for S, stop, O, obliterate, which means to kill, A is alter, and P is praise. And let me explain this, if you'll allow me. Every time you get a negative thought coming into your mind, what that despicable person did to you, the stupid thing you did for which you can't forgive yourself, what fate did to you, any type of negative thought, I encourage your audience to use SOAP. And it starts off with the S. You start off by saying to the Satan eye within you, stop, stop, stop. I'm not going to dwell on this negative thought. And then you obliterate the thought, whether you stab it, stab it, stab it, hit it with a baseball bat, no matter what methodology you use, you've got to obliterate the thought. Then you replace it with a positive thought. What a great time I had being on the Cindy Sharp show. That's a very positive show. And then you praise God for allowing you all that you've had and allowing you to be able to control your thought dwelling. So I hope your audience fully realizes the incredible value of SOAP. When it comes to having enduring peace of mind, it's the most powerful weapon you'll ever have against your Satan eye, who is pumping all of these negative thoughts into your mind. And by using SOAP, stop, obliterate, alter, praise, your Satan eye is completely powerless against you. And with SOAP, you take back complete control of your life. You give to yourself divine peace and contentment every day of your life. Is that exciting or not? And all right, Cindy.
That's exciting. And that's so exciting. I just want to make sure that I understand it. And that we're clear, because what I know about our listeners is they actually take notes. So I want to make sure that they get this, because it's so important. So the first thing that's going to happen if I have a negative thought come into my brain that you call the Satan eye thought, I'm going to stop. either, I'm going to say stop either out loud or to myself, depending on where I am. I might say out loud anywhere, stop. But anyway, when I'm, then I'm going to obliterate the negative thinking and self-defeating thought by smashing it or stabbing it or kicking it or moving it out, literally with a big energy of saying, I do not want that thought and I don't want it to be part of me, so we're going to let that go. Then I'm going to alter that thought. And to alter that thought is where we go back into that energy and that love of the God I thought, that's a more positive thought that really helps us possess the love of that good feeling that we talked about earlier. And mm-hmm. once I've shifted to there with my thought and my feelings, I'm going to pause and I'm going to praise God for all that he has done for me and praise. I'm going to just add a little extra for myself. I'm going to praise myself for being strong enough to be able to push out those negative thoughts and to pull in those positive I God thoughts.
Mm-hmm. That's a great thought in and of itself. That's a wonderful thought. Yeah, in fact, you should praise yourself for doing that. But you can see, Cindy, how that would transform you from dwelling on the negative thought that you originally had to dwelling on the positive thought that you ended up with. Okay, so let me test you on this then. Every time your Satan eye puts a negative, self-defeating thought into your mind about what fate has done to you, what are you going to do?
Stop.
You'll stop, right? And then second thing, obliterate.
I'm going to obliterate that negative self-defeating thought by pushing it out, stabbing it, stomping on it, whatever it is that I have to do to say, get out of here. I don't accept that stop. That's how I'm going to, I mean, don't accept that thought. That's how I'm going to obliterate it.
Yeah, you know, and that's interesting you say it because all of my friends who use soap, and I have a lot of them using soap, will pick their own method. Butch Hughes is a baseball coach at Merced College, and he takes and throws the thought in the air, and then with his baseball bat, he knocks it out of the field. So everybody has a different way of obliterating. I suppose.
A good way. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. And okay, so you've got the idea. So we do that when we have a negative thought about what that despicable person did to us. We do that when we have a negative thought about the stupid things we did. And we do that when we have a negative thought about what fate did to us. And those are the, people are amazed when I tell them there's only three things that can bother you, and three things only. And they are what the person did to you, stupid thing you did, and what fate did to you. Okay, Cindy, I'll go on. By using soap to obliterate, that is, kill every negative thought your Satan eye puts into your mind, you really become free. And most people don't understand what it means to be free. It has nothing to do with being incarcerated or restrained. You're free of all disturbing thoughts about your past, free of all perturbing thoughts about the present, and free of all fear and anxiety about the future. And that's what true freedom is, being free about thoughts about the past, the present, or the future. And you praise God for being free in that sense of the word.
You know, if you know one person that has listened today or is listening today to this show gets that message and is able to implement your soap strategy to really change the peace of mind for one person, I will just say you've done an amazing thing here today. So first off, I just want to thank you so much for bringing the gift of this to our show today. And please go on and tell us more, because I know you have more to share.
All right. Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity. Let me just wind it all up in the following summary, Cindy. First of all, you know that the source of your every positive, rich, good, uplifting thought is your God I living inside of you. And second, you know that the source of your every negative, untoward, evil, self-defeating thought is your Satan I living inside of you. Third, you know that if you dwell on your God I positive thoughts, you will feel positive. Fourth, you know that if you dwell on your Satan I negative thoughts, you'll feel. Fifth, you know that by using soap, you can control the type of thought you dwell upon, which means that you're able to control your feeling in the present moment, since your present moment feeling is determined by the thought you are dwelling on in the present moment. Sixth, therefore, you know that since you alone are responsible for the type of thought you dwell upon, which then determines your feeling in the present moment, then you must, whether you like it or not, accept full responsibility for how you feel in the present moment. In other words, you're responsible for your feelings every moment of your life. And seventh, so I now give you one of the greatest of all the good life truths, 14 words, which will change your life forever if you'll only practice it. And I call these good life truths. And that good life truth, which will change your life forever, is, quote, I alone am responsible for how I feel every conscious moment of my life. And that is so important. Let me repeat it. I alone am responsible for how I feel every conscious moment of my life.
Can I stop you? I have to stop you right there, Mike.
Please do.
Because that is, you know, such a very important statement that you just said. And I just want to make sure that I hear it 100% and that the listeners are able to, you know, maybe take a note of this as well. And that is, can we say it together? Let's say it together.
Okay.
I alone.
Am responsible. For how I feel. Every conscious moment of my life.
And to be able to get that statement really implemented into the system of our life using your SOAP method is really the way to shift us and move us to being able to be really in control of those thoughts instead of our thoughts being in control of us. Is that what I'm understanding?
You're understanding perfectly. Yes, you got it, right.
Wonderful. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today? Because it's so important that I let them know that you have this beautiful book called Spiritual Healing, Making Peace of Our Past, and of your past or our past. Let's see. Do I have that right? Let me make sure I do.
Yeah, Spiritual Healing, Making Peace with Your Past. For each of us,
with your
obviously.
Past. There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There we go.
Right.
And if people would like to get that book, I just want to share one that there is a link on the show page so you can go right now and go grab that book. And what Michael will share with you in that book, or he's now allowed me to call him Mike, so I'm pretty happy about that. what Mike will share with you in that book is how to really start taking the teaching that he taught you today and move it into your life so you can have a life that has positive I God thoughts. And you can also, I'll just share with you that I'm going to share with you what the link is so everybody has it. It's Michael Hider, HIDER.TateAuthor.com. And that is the publishing house, so you could go over there and grab that and learn everything about SOAP, making peace of your past, healing your heart, and all the beautiful things that will help you change those thoughts to I, God, positive thoughts, or God, I, positive thoughts. So, Michael, what would you like to share as you leave today?
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunities you're giving me, Cindy. I would like to share something about the nature of the past. Think about the nature of the past. So I'll close with a few words about understanding the nature of the past. For those of your audience who are used to being troubled by thoughts of their past, but hopefully after today will no longer be troubled by thoughts of their past, I want them to think about the facts that I'm about to talk about that will hopefully nail the coffin forever closed on disturbing thoughts of the past. First of all, your past does not exist. It just does not exist. Any past event no longer exists anywhere in the entire universe. They are truly non-existent. What happened to you 20 years ago, 10 years ago, or this morning does not exist anywhere in the entire universe. To drive the point home, I want you to think about a unicorn. Now, you can have thoughts about a unicorn, but you know a unicorn does not exist and therefore cannot hurt you. And you certainly would be foolish if you let the thought of a non-existent unicorn hurt you. And I pray that you realize that it is impossible for anything that does not exist to hurt you in the present moment. It just can't happen. It's only your Satan-eye negative thinking about a non-existent past event that can hurt you in the present moment. So what's the solution? I think you know, kill, kill, kill. All Satan-eye negative stinking thinking about your non-existent past events. And since you now know that you have complete control over the thoughts your memory feeds into your mind, you then know you can choose to keep God-eye positive thoughts about your past, and you know that you can and will obliterate all Satan-eye negative thoughts about your past. That should bring you enduring peace of mind.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. And what a wonderful way to end our show with those last few words, enduring peace of mind, because that is what this show has completely been about. And, you know, first, Mike, I want to thank you tremendously for bringing the gift of your message that you have for the world here on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. I want to remind everybody that Mike has a book out that is really important to drive this message home for yourself so you can learn how to do some of his beautiful things that he taught us today. And it's called Spiritual Healing, Making Peace of Your Past. You can get that book at Michael Hider, that's H-I-D-E-R, .TateAuthor.com. You can also get that on Amazon. Is that correct, Mike?
Yes, they're readily available on Amazon. And I should state, just for clarification, the book is in its second printing. So if you go on Amazon, you'll see the first edition, which is a hardback book. That was the very first edition. The second edition, which is a revised edition, is a paperback. So you'll see both of those, so don't get confused. The old one's a hardback, the new one's a paperback. They're both equally good.
Oh, perfect.
Good.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, because that wouldn't have been something I knew. So first off, I just want to say thank you and honor to you and love to you for sharing your message of peace that you shared with us on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show today, and I thank you for being a guest.
I can't thank you enough, Cindy, for allowing me to be a guest on your show. It's been a great, great honor being on your show, and I pray that God will bless you and the mission that you've set yourself upon, which I know is helping a multitude of people. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I send you prayers and love as well, Mike. So beautiful to meet you. So, everybody, this has been an amazing, fantastic message on the Sharpening Your Spirit Messenger show. And, you know, who would have known that we had a judge come on the show and that he had such a interesting message, a loving message, and a message that helps us all change our thoughts to a more positive, loving place to be in. So I want to thank him for coming on the show today. I want to tell everybody and remind you that if you have any need or help with your spiritual business or you want to get your message out, please come visit me at sharpeningyourspirit.com. Also, don't forget that every Friday morning we have the 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And then again, we'll have our weekly show of sharing these beautiful messages from God and from Spirit with our listeners through the Messenger Show. So that is our day for today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to such an immensely beautiful message that we were lucky enough to allow ourselves to fall into today. I feel lifted up in love, and I hope that I can send that love to you. So you know how we sign off on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. It is love, light, blessings, and a big kiss to everybody. Have a beautiful day.